This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Kharka with news. The headlines first. Home Minister Ravi Lamisani responds House of Representatives meeting, refuses his involvement in embezzlement of cooperative funds. Nepal government urges Nepalese in Kyrgyzstan to exercise caution following reports of more violence targeting foreign students in country's capital Bishkek. Nepal hosting international dialogue on climate change issues of mountainous countries on the 22nd and 23rd of May. And helicopter carrying Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi suffers hard landing. Now the news in detail. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs Ravi Lamisani has refused his involvement in the embezzlement of the cooperative funds. Putting his views in today's meeting of the House of Representatives, Home Minister Lamisani said his alleged involvement in the misappropriation of the cooperative fund was a baseless accusation. The Home Minister also challenged to file the writ if any evidence against him was found in the misappropriation of the cooperative money. Home Minister Lamisani also questioned the main opposition Nepali Congress if its offer to him for the prime ministerial post was still valid or expired. The Home Minister put his views in the lower house session today after the opposition parties in the House of Representatives decided to allow him to speak in the meeting. The House meeting took place at 6 this evening despite the earlier postponement twice. The main opposition party in the parliament, the Nepali Congress, had been obstructing the parliament, calling for forming a parliamentary investigation committee to probe the misappropriation of funds of various cooperatives. Although the opposition parties and the ruling parties agreed to form the probe committee yesterday, its term of reference, TOR, is yet to be finalized. A meeting of the National Assembly has also been postponed till tomorrow. The meeting of the upper house of the federal parliament, scheduled for 1:15 p.m. today, was deferred to 3:15 p.m. on Monday. Federal Parliament Secretariat's assistant spokesperson Dasrat Thamala said the meeting was postponed for tomorrow as it could not convene at the stipulated time for the second time as well. Nepali nationals living in Kyrgyzstan have been urged to exercise caution and remain indoors until the situation there returns to normal. The request comes following reports of more violence targeting foreign students in Bishkek, the capital of Kyrgyzstan. Meanwhile, the embassy of Nepal in Islamabad of Pakistan has stated that around 280 Nepalese living in and around Bishkek are reported to be safe. The Kyrgyz Foreign Ministry on Saturday assured that the situation was under control. Nepal is hosting international dialogue on climate change issues of mountainous countries. The international dialogue is being held on the 22nd and the 23rd of May in Kathmandu with the theme of mountains, people and climate change to raise the issues of climate change impact in the Himalayan region. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda is scheduled to inaugurate the dialogue, featuring 9 sessions covering 3 major thematic issues. Nepal, country of Mount Everest, has been for long raising voice in the international forums on the impact of climate change in the Himalayas. As a result, the UN Conference on Climate Change, COP28, held last year for the first time incorporated the impact of climate change on the Himalayas in its decision. It has also been emphasizing on the effective implementation of the responses to lessen the climate impact. And more than 200 delegates from the mountainous countries, including Nepal and the island nations, the international community development partners, will take part in the dialogue. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal, not stand for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupiyan, mutton khana 200 rupiyan. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tehi ne majale chalaune.
Star 1415 has dial gunhos.
Nepal Telecom. Rashtrako Sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has filed a corruption case against 8 officials of the Land Revenue Office in Kailali, including the then office chief Mohan Snehi Ramaili. The anti-graft body filed the case against them in the special court in Kathmandu today for their alleged involvement in the corruption worth more than 240 million rupees. CIA spokesperson Narahari Khimire, issuing a press statement, said the case was filed after the public land was transferred to the name of the individuals by the Land Reform Office, Tikapur, in 2068 Bikram Sambat. Nepal Telecom has launched the fiber to the home FTTS service in Mugu of Karnali province. Inaugurating the service virtually from the ministry today, Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma said the FTTS service has reached 76 districts with the expansion of the service in Mugu district. Communication Minister Sharma said Nepal Telecom expanded the service by bearing the responsibility not just with a business point of view. You're listening to Radio Nepal's JPM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. A helicopter carrying Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi has suffered a hard landing. According to the Al Jazeera, the search operations for the helicopter are underway. Iranian state media is stating that incident occurred on Sunday near Julfa in Iran's East Azerbaijan province. State-linked media said three helicopters were in the convoy and the two others made it back safely. A day earlier, Raisi was in neighboring Azerbaijan to inaugurate a dam alongside President Ilham Aliyev, Foreign Minister Hussein Amirabdollahian, and Etalatoha Mohammadan Ali Hali Hasmin, the representatives of the Iranian supreme leader to the province, are believed to have been in the same helicopter as Raisi. The more details regarding the incident is yet to come. Israeli War Cabinet Minister Benny Gantz has threatened to resign unless Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu sets out a post-war plan for Gaza Strip. According to the BBC, Mr. Gantz set the 8th of June deadline for a plan to achieve six strategic goals, including the end of Hamas rule in Gaza and the establishment of the multinational civilian administration for the territory. Mr. Netanyahu dismissed the comments as worst of words that would mean defeat for Israel. The growing rift comes as fighting rages at both ends of the Gaza Strip, with Israeli forces operating in the southern city of Rafah and the northern town of Jabalia, one of the Gaza's historic refugee camps. Mr. Gantz was speaking just days after another war cabinet member, Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, urged Mr. Netanyahu to state publicly that Israel had no plans to take over civilian and military rule in Gaza. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi Province, Madhya Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning and gusty wind is likely to occur at a few places in Madhya Province and Lumbini Province. And similarly, hilly regions of Kosi Province and Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Karnali Province will witness the light rain with thunder showers. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi Province, Gandaki Province and Karnali Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Home Minister Ravi Lamichhani responds House of Representatives meeting, refuses his involvement in embezzlement of cooperative funds. Nepal government urges Nepalese in Kyrgyzstan to exercise caution following reports of more violence targeting foreign students in country's capital, Bishkek. Nepal hosting international dialogue on climate change issues of mountainous countries on the 22nd and 23rd of May. And helicopter carrying Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi suffers hard landing. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.